This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Akron singer-songwriter Gretchen Plus says exploring the broader skies helped her find her sound. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Plus about the journey of creating her third album. Gretchen Plus has been writing music and playing gigs since she was a teenager. Now in her 30s, she's living in Akron and building an audience. But she says creating her new album, Daughter of the Broader Skies, was all about time she spent away reflecting on her life.
I guess it conceptualizes like the trying to find your place in the world as a woman. And I feel like most of the songs kind of, they deal with a lot of introspection in that way, but also looking at the external world and saying, like, this is what's wrong, this is what's right, and this is where I fit. So I feel like this is kind of like my first album that I've really dug a little deeper. That's why that title just made sense to me, too, because of the broader skies. It's like looking at the big picture.
And inspired by a trip you took.
It is, yeah. I went down to West Virginia a couple years ago just to go stay in a cabin for a couple days by myself. And I'd never really done that before. I'd traveled with, you know, like, significant others and friends, but that was like the first time that I'd really gone somewhere to be completely alone, and like in the way that there's no running water, no electricity, no Wi-Fi or phone service, and so you have no choice but to be alone. There were times that my anxiety was so high that I was like, I need to talk to somebody because I'm thinking too much, or you get kind of in your head, and through all of that sort of anxiety and thought processes, you sort of find your calm and what actually drives you and what makes you happy. And louder than cicadas call, the thoughts that fought to keep me small, while staring down the hornet's nest, I'm only flesh.
One of the most beautiful songs in the album is Everybody's Pretty.
I take the F train from Harlem to Queens, 3 days in the same head and cheek.
And I know that this was inspired after you took a trip to New York.
Yes. I was in New York with another songwriter, local songwriter, Michelle Gaw, and we were playing a couple shows up there, and I went to go hang out with some old friends, but I also had much of my day free. And through some of those experiences of being alone in a big city, I just had a lot of thoughts after interactions with people, and even just watching people. I mean, I started thinking about how in big cities especially, we tend to like have these sort of short and shallow interactions. You can even sense it in some people's eyes and in their body language that they're like searching for something a little deeper, and they want more of like a personal connection, but they can't find it. So I thought about how even that relates to us as a society now, especially with social media and technology, and how we're all sort of isolated and don't have that deep connection, and how you can feel really lonely basically in a sea of people.
Though I hold him, I have already let him go. One I love is still in Ohio. Freedom is lonely, and so is the city. Everybody's pretty.
It sounds like when you, in the course of writing this record, you went through a lot of personal reflection and had some powerful experiences.
Yeah, I think it's just been an eventful couple years. Like, I've had a lot of life changes, but I also feel like it's the timing is interesting because I feel like we're going through a lot of changes in society right now, and especially in America. You know, there's two threads kind of going through the whole record, and it's my own personal changes and America's changes.
That's Gretchen Plus. She has album release shows this weekend in Akron, Worcester, and Cleveland. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.
On her knees pleading, believe me, singing, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for wolves, though I leave this herd, I am still sheepish, and I'm still sheepish. sleep.